See what we're going to do today. I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters is already in the room. Although her voice is silent at the moment, you can check her out on Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio for some of the most interesting interviews you'll hear on Showbiz today. Check it out. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. My friend George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On TuneIn right here in Miramar. Just go to that, or you can go to Facebook, the Mom and Pop Shop, and join the thread and make a whole bunch of new friends. It's always fun there at the Mom and Pop Shop. Oh, George made me this great promo for an upcoming event I have. I'm going to play it now. George Bettinger, he's such a talent.
Ladies and gentlemen, George Bettinger with you in the Mom and Pop Shop, broadcast coast to coast and worldwide with great news. Taromina, the amazing restaurant with delicious food in Peekskill, New York, is offering a comedy night. So in addition to great food, you'll have great laughs. April 22nd, it's going to include a delectable buffet dinner and dessert, plus seeing all these wonderful comedians for $44.95. That is an evening out for sure. You're going to get to see MC Nancy Lombardo, who has worked with Robin Williams, Bruce Willis, John Leguizamo. She's been on SNL many times, and she's the host of Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Patty Roseborough will be there. Patty's TV credits include Comedy Central, A&E, Showtime, and VH1. You're also going to be delighted by seeing Melvin George II, the King of Smooth himself. He has appeared at Carnegie Hall, The Village Gate on HBO, Showtime, and Fox. He's opened for Chaka Khan, Gladys Knight, Donna Summer, Roberta Flack, Patti LaBelle, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, and more. The big night is Saturday, April 22nd. Seating is limited, so make sure you contact Taromina Restaurant at 59 Hudson Avenue in Peekskill, New York. Telephone 914-739-4007. 914-739-4007.
Oh, Shopping online. Internet dreamer, you're such a nut. You waste your work day just surfing for smut. Won't you feel shocked? Oh, won't you turn pale when you find out your boss reads your email? You will find out your boss reads your email.
Now, little Fanny Flag.
Hi, this is Susan Whitmore back again with the morning news and another with announcement. But first, ladies, do you make biscuits that make your family say yummy? I want you to get some Dixie Cream Lighters of Heather Flour. And when you use Dixie Cream Lighters of Heather Flour, you're going to make biscuits that's going to make your whole family say yummy. And everybody's going to say yummy. Here's a wedding announcement that's a little closer to home. Mrs. Moselle Hicks announces the engagement of her daughter Juanita to Stephen Fourth Class Curtis Johnson. Miss Hicks, who attended Central Lee High School, is employed by the Roxy Theater as a candy girl and part-time Mr. Johnson attended New Merkle Grammar School. The wedding will take place in the home of the bride, and Juanita will wear a white net ballerina-length dress with shoes, purse, hat, gloves, and ankle bracelets to match. The bride will enter from the kitchen. Curtis and his father, Willis B. Johnson, will enter from the front porch. Music will be supplied by a number of Kate Smith recordings. After the ceremony, a reception for the couple will be held at the Tradeaways bus station. Where the bride's mother is an employee. Immediately following the ceremony and reception, the couple will leave for a short honeymoon trip to Don McNeil's Breakfast Club in Chicago. The couple will reside in the Orange Grove Trailer Park near Mr. Johnson's stable base. Good luck to Juanita and Curtis. Well, that's all the time we have for today. And remember, tune in tomorrow for Dateline Divorce. And as always, I leave you with the thought for the day. Protect your heart as you would your other vital organs.
Bye-bye. Hey, okay. This next one up is I'll dedicate to my friend Jenny out in Orient, the Primetime 3, Great Fishing, Primetime 3 in Orient. Check it out. And the Gen Glow, too. Two boats, twice the fun. This one's for you, Jenny.
love. What felt like it all in a game. Every man I've measured died to hurt me before I could ever feel safe. Great for our union. Would you die to and be abusing? Unsure intentions. Are you using? Is it confusing? What are you choosing? Saw me as a queen, but wary of the greed. Would I be what you need? Would it lead to more defeat? Would I just be a notch on your brain? It means. And I saw love in your eyes. Felt the power in between my thighs. A stallion, a dark knight, never lies.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, tell you what. Now, to balance the scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs. So stirring up the shit is something I like to do from time to time, but I also like to know that I can come back to these little things we have in common, little universal moments that we share separately, the things that make us the same. They're so small we hardly ever talk about them. Did you ever look at your watch and then you don't know what time it is? And you have to look again, and you still don't know the time. So you look a third time, and somebody says, "What time is it?" You say, "I don't know." Do you ever notice how sometimes all day Wednesday, you keep thinking it's Thursday? And it happens over and over all day long. And then the next day, you're all right again. Do you ever find yourself standing in one of the rooms in your house and you can't remember why you went in there? And two words float across your mind: Alzheimer's disease. You ever been talking to yourself and somebody comes in the room and you have to make believe you were singing? And you hope to God the other person really believes there's a song called "What Does She Think I Am? Some Kind of Putz?" Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station and there's another train sitting right next to you and one of them starts to move and you can't tell which one it is? How about when you're out on a small boat on a windy day? You ever been out rocking back and forth for 3 or 4 hours trying to keep your balance? Rough seas, little boat. Then you get back into the shore and you're standing on the dock and you could swear there was something inside of you that was still out there rocking. Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, and for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Do you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, what is that? How do they do that? Do you ever try to tell somebody they have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, "You got a little bit of dirt right here." They always go, "Where? Here?" And you just want to slap the bastard. Do you ever notice how awful your face looks in a mirror in a restroom that has fluorescent lights? Every cut, scrape, scratch, scar, scab, bruise, boil, bump, pimple, zit, wart, welt, and abscess you've had since birth all seem to come back at the same time. And all you can think of is, "I gotta get the fuck out of here!" Do you ever notice sometimes when you're walking with your arm around your date, one of you has to change the way you're walking? Men and women don't walk the same. One of them has to change. Either the man has to walk like this, or the woman has to walk like this. "Joey, how are you?" How about when you're going up a flight of stairs and you think there's one more step? And you go... And then you have to kind of keep doing that, you know? So people will think it's something you do all the time. I do this all the time. It's the third stage of syphilis. Same thing happens when you're going down the stairs. You could swear there was one more step. Holy shit. My hips are in my chest. When you drink grapefruit juice in the morning, do you go like this? I do too. Why do we drink it? It's like ice cream throat. You know when you've been eating ice cream too fast and you get that frozen spot in the back of your throat, but you can't do anything about it because you can't reach it to rub it? You just have to kind of wait for it to go away. And it does. Then what do? Eat more ice cream. What are we, fucking stupid? Did you ever fall asleep on a late afternoon and wake up after dark and you don't know what goddamn day it is? Like when you have your head on the pillow. Do you ever notice when you have your head on the pillow, if you close the bottom eye, the pillow is down there. Then if you switch eyes, the pillow moves up there. Whoa, holy shit, Dave, look at this. The mystery of the moving pillow. I think it's related to the chain link fence mystery, my friend. Do you ever have to sneeze while you're taking a piss? It's frightening, isn't it? It's frightening because actually you can't do it. It's physically impossible to sneeze while pissing. Your brain won't let it happen. Your brain says, stop pissing! We're going to sneeze now! Because your brain knows you might blow your asshole out.
Hi there. I like Clark Kent sitting behind you. Little Clark Kent action going on there. Friends in the corner. My friends at the high table up there. Yeah, how you doing? I like to see everybody. You know, it's so misleading. You can't see this, but turn around just for a second and look at that wall. This place looks so more crowded than it is. From up in there. I'm like, God, I can't get that wall to laugh for nothing. I'm just looking at me blankly. Or something. Now we got over here. Yeah, we go. Is that a date I see happening back there? Yes. What date is this? You're married 33 years? And he still has his arm around you? Let's hear it! Oh my God! I spend most of my life going, get off me! Get off me! You're too close! You're breathing on me! You're using my air! That's my air! And let's hear it. I want the ladies running the bar and doing everything there. Are they not also putting like this kind of show and everything together? Oh, look at you, little popcorn ladies here. Popcorn ladies. Now, I can't tell. Are you related or friends? A little combination of both. Oh, God. Sounds like the mafia down there. A little combination. Funny you should ask. Be careful on your way out tonight. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something, this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. What the heck? The name of the place is here. You turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. You turn it, you got the sharp turn, though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Hey, we're there, tuck and roll. it's a long way. And I'm trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, you know what? I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn it wherever I want. And I think I'm going this thing, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, eh? Are you cute together? Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Roses in the air, everywhere look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, looking for a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, if she says we're together. Don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer, you know. So I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the big show. I've got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just... Okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. That kind of dad. It's fun, though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the Long Dog. With a short walk. Lost Dog. Okay, Lost Dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It's sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. Stop helping me. They were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it, too. A very Aryan crowd. I noticed that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from?
I'm from New York City.
You're from New York City? You're Jewish? Hey! We're all Mishpacha! I'm Nancy Lombardo. And woo! This has been Ladies of
Seconds. All right. I see that I have a guest in the chat room. I'm guessing it might be my friend. It's either Linda or it's Jenny or it could be Gail. I'm thinking it's Jenny. So if you're looking for great fishing out on the East End Orient, check out the Gen Glow or the Primetime 3. The Bossios do a great job fishing. Lots of fun. They know the good spots. Go to Gen Glow. Or Primetime 3, Fishing in Orient. Just check it out, the Bossios, Captain Bossio there. And you'll have a great time, I guarantee you. Okay, well, we're winding down. Don't forget, you can watch my TV show, The Nancy Lombardo Show, every Friday at 7 p.m. Go to www.mnn.org. Or if you're in Manhattan, it's available on any of the cable stations. Just check out my Facebook or join my fan book page. Thank you for listening. And remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. This has been What's the Buzz New York. Bye-bye.